hey, good morning, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty, and so thankful that you joined us today. I'm the teaching pastor of our LifePoint Marion campus, and I know I say this each and every week, but that campus hasn't yet launched. And if you've been praying for us, for those in Marion, for the launch of this campus, I just want to thank you, because God's been doing amazing things. We can just praise Him. We're currently in some lease negotiations for a building. That doesn't mean things are going to go through, but just to have this opportunity is it's a praise. And again, I'm not counting on anything necessarily, but I'm just so thankful for God and His faithfulness to get us to this point. We're bringing on a part-time guy named Ben Miller. He's been a missionary in China multiple times. He's planted a church. He's just a wealth of wisdom and experience. He's going to serve as our community life pastor at a part-time capacity. So praising God for that. I just had a conversation with a young man about coming on volunteer as a student and college guy, and just so many good things. There's an amazing woman interviewing right now for children's director, and it's just, again, really, really exciting things. And so continue to pray and continue to just see God do awesome stuff. All that to say, to get into the scriptures a little bit, this past Sunday, I had the opportunity to teach on LifePoint Online and also at our Delaware campus. And the series we're in right now is called Evermore Proclaim. And the premise of this series is we're taking these Christmas carols or these historical Christmas songs. We're looking at the lyrics of those, and we're using those lyrics as a springboard into the scriptures. And this week's song was Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And the premise of this song is really directly pulled from Luke chapter 2, where the angels appear and they begin sharing about Jesus is born, the Messiah is here. They're proclaiming all of these wonderful truths about Jesus, the newborn king, and glory to the newborn king is what they say over and over again in this song. And if you read through the different verses, it is just a exalting, as it should be, and a praise of who Jesus is, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth, incarnate deity, our Emmanuel, pleased with man to dwell, Son of righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing. I mean, just incredible truths about who Jesus is. And this song was written for the local church, that they would sing these words and that would shape their view rightly of who Jesus is, and that would lead them into worship. And I was thinking about that, and I was also thinking about the devastation that happened just a couple of weeks ago with the tornadoes in Kentucky in particular. And I had this thought about this tension between what we know to be true about Jesus and then the experiences we have in the day-to-day, and how oftentimes our experiences in the messiness and the brokenness and the consequence of sin in our day-to-day pushes up against the realities of Jesus that we know to be true. Jesus was born that man no more may die, but yet over 100 people in Kentucky just died, and that creates a tension. And I wanted to talk through that on Sunday morning, and I think that tension is directly talked about in John chapter 11. It's this amazing story of when Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus is his friend. Lazarus has two sisters, Martha and Mary. They are talked about elsewhere in the Gospels, and Lazarus has been sick, and Martha and Mary send for Jesus, who's about a day away by foot. They send a messenger to Jesus, and the messenger gets there, and when he leaves, Lazarus is alive, though he is sick. When he gets to Jesus, he doesn't know this, but Lazarus has died at this point. And Jesus then tells the messenger, this illness doesn't end in death. Your translation might say this illness doesn't lead to death, but then the messenger goes back, and you have to imagine this really difficult moment where the messenger has to be all excited, like, hey, Jesus said this isn't going to end in death. And then Mary and Martha are like, well, he's dead. So we have this promise of God. This thing is going to happen. It is not going to end in death, and yet their brother is dead. And we, I think, live in that tension so oftentimes, where we see the brokenness and the tragedy of the world, and yet we have these incredible promises of God. And so what do we do with that? And I tried to dive into that and tried to walk through that, and I'm sure I didn't do it perfectly, and I'm sure I won't do it perfectly in this Drivecast. But there's this moment where Jesus, seemingly finally, though he's never late nor ever early, he shows up precisely when he intends to. And Martha comes out to him and says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And that's that verse, that's that moment of like, you said he wasn't going to die, now he's dead. And so I'm trying to reconcile this. You might read some frustration into this. We don't exactly know her tone, but that's that moment. And then the very next verse, she says this, "But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." So she has this moment of sitting in this tension of, this is what happened, this is hard. And she moves from that tension and that sorrow to, yet I know who you are, and I believe who you are. And I think we have to just so much remind ourselves that we need to have faith in who Jesus is, even when we can't see it, and even when it doesn't make sense. Faith is what pushes us through from the darkness into the light. And it is her faith then that Jesus responds to, and he raises Lazarus from the dead. She couldn't see it, but she trusted in the promise more than the circumstance, is how I said it on Sunday. She trusted more in the promise that this illness wouldn't end in death, more than the circumstance of her brother currently being dead. And I think in our day-to-day lives, we need to remind ourselves of the promises of God more and more throughout the day, because it is so easy for circumstances to sort of overpower us and leave us into this hopelessness. And faith is not blind. Faith is trusting in not just anything, but it's trusting in Jesus, the person of Jesus. And we have these incredible promises, and we've seen Jesus work in amazing ways. And I just want to encourage you today. Maybe the Christmas season is a challenging one for you, and you're like, it says Jesus is all of these things, but I'm just not experiencing it. And I don't want to make light of that or diminish that at all, but I want to encourage you to look to the promises of Scripture and see how those promises have been made true. And even when we can't see it in the moment, even when it feels like the promises aren't coming true, the reality is God is doing something far bigger than we can see. And we can trust in his goodness and his faithfulness, and we can see him work even again when it doesn't make sense to us. And so I don't know where you are today, but as you go into your day, as you go into the rest of your week, I just want to encourage you to have faith, even when it maybe seems as though things are impossible. And what we see in the story is that leads to the glory of God, because Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, and Jesus is glorified, and Lazarus and Martha and Mary get to be a part of that. And when we step out in faith and it doesn't make sense, and we trust in God, and then God shows up, we get to be a part of that, and Jesus is glorified, and that is so good and so satisfying. So I want to pray for us. I want to encourage you to pray as well. And again, I want to say thank you for being a part of the LifePoint Drivecast today, and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. So let's pray together. Father, thank you that you see beyond what we do, and God, thank you that you have given us the person of Jesus, that we can place who we can place our faith in. God, allow us and give us faith even when it doesn't make sense, and God, reveal your glory to us. God, we need you, and we trust you to do that. And we come to you in Jesus' name.